Begin the current daf. Masech the Sanhedrin of Samak Dal. Begin the basic and test master. Begin the Gemara. Hever calls Zara Potter. But if he has all his children go through the fire, then he's Potter. So the test is continuing to say, wait a second. Mekam mechayvle. When you do one child, you're already liable then. So how would you become exempt once you do all your children? Yeshem test. He says, Kegayin she'en le'ele ben echad. Only has one son. So that's all his children. Or Oy she'avim bevasachas. He goes and goes to one time. So he never had the liability of one. He did all his children one time. Then he's going to be Potter. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Shalish Kris of Avodah Zarah. There it says three times Karas by Avodah Zarah. So Pesach Kranji says, what are the three times? Shtayim Gabi Melech, you have two by the Parashah of Melech, B'Kadoshim, in Parashah's Kadoshim. And you have Vashlish B'Shlach Lechem Parashah Shlach, where it says Kedvar Hashem Baza, which that's referring to Avodah Zarah. And it mentions regarding getting Karas. Which tastes of kosher lari, and this is difficult. Or to Rebbe, the Islay Bereish Mishal Yitamid. The Gemara Pesachim of Tzadik Gemara says that Megadiv Hain Mevarach Hashem. That the difficulty is because it's actually Rebbe, because Rebbe is the one that explains the pasuk of Hashem Baza, not regarding about the Zohar like Rashi says, rather regarding Megal Panim Shleiter Shleika Locha regarding Megadiv. So. There it explains the park oil. Someone throws up the yoke of mitzvahs and galapan and batayra, and he says blasphemous ways of interpretation of the Torah. And if that's the case, based on that of Rebbe, so Karas b'avodazar shlikadarka, which is one of the extra times it says Karas Manola, where would you know it from? You don't have an extra source. You don't have kedvar Hashem baza but teaching you that. Yeshem says that this is actually not like Rashi. The car is Gimel, actually the third car is in the Parsha Achri Mois. The Chsiv, Moilich Gabay Rais, because that's by Arais, and Moilich says over there by Arais. So it's on all of them that the Parsha ends. Kikola Shiaz and Makola Te'evas, we're going, wherever there's all these abominations, it talks about cars, and that's the third one. Now, Avagav Tehabalit Tfei Lok Milagufei. Now, Taisa says, additionally, says, what do you mean? If we have a third source, wouldn't it make more sense that actually explain it lamavre b'noshle kedarka to say it for actually that for meilich when you do it in the not normal way. So the Taisa says no, because nichale look me by the zara. The Gemara preferred to say the third one is referring to actually by the zara shle kedarka. If it's not applying to meilich, it's applying to by the zara, because given that just for your lay since at this point the Gemara understands meilich love hainah by the zara, it's not by the zara. But chay ba'amu, it's just a custom of the non Jews to lay mistab lechibale al kedarka. And it's not logical to hold that you're liable, but if it's done in the normal way, and therefore that's why we're interpreting it for by the zara shle kedarka. Then it says matter begins the Gemara lamavre ben abitah shle kedarka. That according to the one who holds a melech is avodah zarah, so you didn't need the Torah to write chib karas for melech kedarka because it's included avodah zarah. Rather, it's teaching you of shaloi kedarka. Now, since Taisa Tem, it's the one that kikivin the melech avodah zarah, who is since so you're saying melech is avodah zarah. So typically mahu karas, so then you should know it from the karas to makmin avodah zarah shaloi kedarka from all avodah zarah in that normal way. But Yeshem Tes said we could say is the lab makmin lele avodah zarah. No, then we wouldn't have said it for avodah zarah. Kibin the gabe melech, since it's by melech ilav dashka karachin melech. If we didn't have another pasuk melech, then we wouldn't have said it. Now that we have, yeah, we know avodah zarah, but that's only because we have a pasuk for melech itself shaloi kedarka. Next says Master begins the Gemara with Chichleish Alamas Yesh. What is there? Are there three worlds? So what's the three references? Which Taisa explains Lavli Rabbi Kiva Parach. The question is not really on Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Shmuel is asking. Do you Mukil Labim Baruch Hashem? He actually says one of the three sources actually not talking about Dazar. Somewhat a different halach of blasphemy. Eli, but the Nafshi Kama rather be saying for himself. Get the picture coins like Rabbi Rashi explains. But then says Rabbi Tamei begins to say, wait a second, Rabbi Kiva Nami Tikshu. What the question should be relevant to Mukund Rabbi Kiva? Chichleish Alamas Yesh. What do you think? There are three worlds. Meaning. I mean, the question that we're saying is even difficult to Rabbi Kiva, because now sugi we see that the chiv karas v'avodah v'dezara is already learned out that it says you could ask the leil mazeh nafkelon mikroi the melech kavod v'dezara. That what do you mean? The same question would be relevant according to Rabbi Kiva, because we already know chiv karas v'dezara from this that says three times karas by melech. If that's the case. Since already says there chiv karas and one of avodah zara, so in other words, in this world, so why do you have to write another two times karas of in the pasuk kedvar Hashem baza? What do you think? There are three worlds. Now, since it's me, however, B'kibek lemeima, but B'kibek actually is not difficult on him, because you could say the Leidorosh Kedva Hashem Baza Bavai Dezar. He doesn't learn Vashem Baza Bavai Dezar. Ekelechim Perekam the Shavuos, rather, as we expand the first Perekam Shavuos, that's referring to other things, as we said in the prior Tyson Divin Maschol Shalish. Amir B'shmol Kasha. But for B'shmol, it actually is difficult. The Dars Bechelik, because he expounds in the Gemara of Tzadi Tes, what's Vashem Baza? It's degrading the first word of God, Shnem B'sinai, the Hanabai Dezar. Which Abai Dezar, the Kati Tikshalei. So then you have the question, B'chish Lesh, are there three worlds? Because the Abai Dezar, Nafkele Mekroi, the Melech, because you know the Abai Dezar from the Psukim of Melech. So the question is, since we already know Chib Kars Abai Dezar, that says Kars by Melech, like we see in our Sugi, so why do you have to write another two times Chib Kars by it? Well, you think there's three Olamas that you have to write three times Chib Kars of Abai Dezar? So it says Yishlumet, what you could say is Rabbi Shmuel Abadarish Kroy the Melech Tarti Labai Dezar Shalik Darka, meaning that according to Bishmal, you're right, the punishments of Kars in this world and the world to come with the Dezar learned from Megadneth, from the Pasuk in Vashem Baza. And the three times that it says Kars by Melech, Rabbi Shmuel would explain that one of them is regarding to Melech, and two of them are regarding to Abai Dezar Shalik Darka, to be Chayav Kars, that is, for this world and the world to come. Additionally, you could say one is for Vitzar in the not normal way, but Tarti Lamelech Oil Mazem Abba, and two of them are for Melech, for this world and for the next world.